Officials in the nation's capital have increased security because of demonstrations and rallies over tomorrow's counting of certified Electoral College ballots.
Firearms are not allowed in the city. D.C.'s mobilized the National Guard. The mayor says the Guard will not carry guns. They'll just help with crowd control and road closings.
Fox's Rich Edson in Washington. Ballot counting will soon begin in Georgia, where two runoff races will determine which political party controls the U.S. Senate. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Things are quiet now, but we have some weather changes ahead later in the week. Tonight will be a cold one, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature about 33 by dawn. Nice recovery tomorrow afternoon with a sun and cloud mix and a high temperature near 60. Showers likely on Thursday, but not a severe weather situation at all. That windy and colder Friday, kind of a raw day, brisk. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time once again for the Legal Disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Earnest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Hey, Matthew, get that chicken out of here. Rusty, that chicken get... Hey, wait. Hey, that thing's flying all over the studio. Grab it. Run that thing out the door over there.
Look, I see. See, look at him, son. What's your problem, son? Chasing me around the studio. Don't you know you could get hurt chasing a chicken around the studio?
What are you doing in here, Foghorn?
Yeah, look at here. I say, look at here, son. You don't know what you're doing, son. You can't catch a chicken like that. You have to lay out some feed for him or something, man. That is just chasing the chicken around. Ain't gonna gonna get you nowhere fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what you doing in here?
Son, look at here. I come in here to bring you my portfolio. I say my portfolio. You always asking for portfolios. I'm bringing mine in here today. I want you to look at it, because when I get old and gray, I want to retire.
Well, I'm sorry, Foghorn. I know why you're here. We'll be glad to help you with your portfolio.
I appreciate it, son. I'm gonna go outside. There's a fella out there with some French fried potatoes out there on the porch, son.
Oh, okay. Well, you go on right. I think you better watch it. He likes fried chicken, too.
You got any more than French fried potatoes, son?
Don't
keep your portfolio cooped up, son. Take it to David Ernest. Get it? Portfolio. Cooped up. I'm a rooster. That's a joke. I say that's a joke, son.
From our super secret studio, where we're all sitting quietly and holding our breath, David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show. And today is an unusual day. It's like we're all in limbo, like the day the earth stood still. Decisions are being made that will affect us all for the rest of our lives. Now here's the man who's going to help talk us through all this. A big round of applause, please, for David Ernest.
There he is right there.
Here I am.
I can see him on the computer screen. Now, you know, you are out of town right now. But
I got another computer, but it wasn't working, so I got to get back on the phone again.
Well, it's going to be fine. But, you know, you've been, more or less for my benefit, being high risk that I am, you've been trying to make sure that I don't catch the COVID.
Correct.
So, you know, I think you might have bumped into somebody that might have had it, and you were, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to get it because it's been enough time between me and that person, but I'm still playing it safe.
Well, I've got a couple.
I think I'm way out of the era now. Well, I'm cool.
We have some friends who had been diagnosed, and they have it, and they went to the doctor today. Well, the lady went to her doctor, and he did not give her any type of medicine. Just told her to take what is it, zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and everything. Well, went to his doctor, and his doctor gave him a couple of things, and help me out here so I don't get it wrong, that
hydrochloroquine,
whatever it is. That's and they're taking
the hydrochloroquine.
Yeah, I think it's hydro something. They just call it the good medicine.
Yeah, that's one of the medications that Trump said worked. Then the fake news media said it doesn't work, and now the fake news media has come back and said it does work.
Well, now he took that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And that he took that. So.
He took it as preventative. And when he came down with it, though, he took a lot of other things. He took antibodies, which you get from, it comes originally from fresh frozen plasma, and then they probably serial converted over to some type of bottle, you know, where it's more concentrated.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm guessing. Man, I've been out of this stuff for so long, I don't know. But I do know this. This is the day the earth is standing still, so to speak.
Yes, it is.
And the reason being is because we're all waiting to see what's going to happen in Georgia. The flying saucer has landed in Georgia.
And the little green men have jumped out.
And they're telling them, be smart. You know, don't be a little soft guy like us. You'll turn green. No, here's the deal. We are very codependent right now on Georgia. Uh-huh. And the reason most everybody knows is out there in the listening audience knows that the reason why we are so codependent right now on Georgia is because Georgia is the missing link. Georgia is the part that we need to complete staying in limbo.
There you go.
In other words, gridlock.
And we could be in it if we're not careful. We had a call, and they went away, but I'll try to let you know quicker next time when we've got one. But, I've got the TV on now. It's 7 o'clock in Georgia now, but right. We probably won't know nothing for an hour or two.
Oh, no. No, there won't be anybody know anything right now. It'll be a few hours before they start counting. But here's the thing. Don't you know, and they're already warning everybody about this, that it'll be very unstable. It'll swing. The wide swings to the Republicans and wide swings to the liberals. Uh-huh. And I'm not calling them Democrats because these guys are not even yellow belly Democrats. These are liberal Antifa people that are trying to take over. They've said enough to label them that they're exactly the enemy. And this is exactly what we don't want. We do not want the enemy to take us over. Once they start the imbalance up, in other words, knock us off balance, so to speak, we will be in liberalism land forever and a day. And it won't be much we can do about it.
Right.
They will take over. That's what they're going to do. They're going to take over our investments. And I'm going to read some things here that I sent to you a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something about some predictions. A guy named Jeremy Grantham, warns that the feds, now this is a guy that's real big into money, the money manager from way back, had predicted a lot of big, bad drops in the past. Yeah, he's kind of negative, but he's also been right on. In other words, He took his money out in 1997, and the 2000 crash, he was a little early, but he said he made out like a bandit in the end because he put it back in. Here's the thing. This guy's warning that the feds can't keep Epic Bubble from bursting. He says the stock market will crash no matter how hard the Fed tries to support it with low interest rates, according to Jeremy Grantham. This came out today, January the 5th, this news item. You can go and you can read it. I'm not going to get into it because there's a lot to it. But essentially, he shows a lot of reasons, but he also quotes a lot of history. Historics like Japan, just like Harry Dent, predicted the 10 years they were missing in Japan.
Uh-huh.
These guys are almost right on together. And I'm telling you, I don't know the future. I don't know the future, but I know one thing. I wouldn't place all my bets on the stock market for my retirement future right now.
I agree.
Because why? Because something bad could happen. Look how much cryptocurrency has gone up. I mean, you've got Bitcoin has flew from recently, not too long ago, it was 10,000, 11,000. When it crashed, and I think it even might have got down to 8,000. Now it's back up to like 31,000, 32,000. For what reason? Why?
Somebody's pumping it up.
Pumping it up. Listen, there's going to be a lot of people going to make a lot of money, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to lose a lot of money. You don't want to put your retirement money on it. The regulatory people do not allow cryptocurrencies to be used except in the real form. In other words, you can't buy options on it. You can't do this. You can't do that. Why do you think they won't allow it? Because they know the end results could be horrible. That's why they don't allow it.
There you go.
They don't allow it because it's like, what? Listen, this stuff was created inside of a computer, and there's a blockchain in there. That, you know, it helps them keep a record. And, you know, crypto is because it's hidden, you know, you're not supposed to be able to find it so you can break the deal down and go in and steal it. But do you know when the quantum computers come out, they say they're going to be able to steal it really easy? Do you know those are right around the corner? You want to own something that everybody can steal eventually? I don't. Now, I'm not telling you not to buy Bitcoin. I'm just telling you, if you own any, you might want to consider getting rid of it. And that's not me recommended. That's just a suggestion. I don't recommend anything when it comes to individual stuff like that. I talk about insurance products that are guaranteed that you can't lose money in. That's what I recommend, because that's my business, you see. But as far as, like, if you want to be a risk taker, you know, go for it. But I wouldn't put everything I got in it if it was me, personally, you know. But I just think there's a big bubble brewing anyway. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble, you know. I mean,
right.
We've been saying this for a long time. You know, there's been a lot of guys saying, and ladies, predicting, saying, hey, if Georgia goes blue, you will be so blue because of your portfolio blues. Maybe that's a song that could come up, the portfolio blues. You know, they had the Flying Saucer Blues.
Uh-huh.
You remember that song? Probably not.
I do not, but we might could get that other one that you're talking about.
Yeah. The Flying Saucer Blues, you know, this is the day the earth stood still in Georgia. Why? Because the flying saucer has landed there, and it is going to be up to the way people react to this great event. In other words, which way will they vote? Will they vote to kill, or will they vote to revive our form of government?
Well, there you go. And
yes,
like I say, I'm keeping my eye on the TV up here. And, of course, you know, tomorrow we've got this big thing going on in Washington. Have you seen any pictures of Washington right now?
It's kind of into it. It's a lot of folks up there.
There's a whole bunch of folks up there. And
I know. I've saw some pictures.
They are, like, everywhere. And they're peaceful, and they're doing what you're supposed to do when you're in a situation like that.
Have you heard, Rusty, the mayor of Portland? Have you heard what that rascal said just not too long ago?
The mayor of Portland?
He says he wants Antifa to stop doing the things they've been doing. He's going to have them arrested. What kind of a change is this?
Well, he's pretty much a doofus anyway. And I mean,
would you believe that when everything is going according to plan, you know, with the conservatives, he's all against us, and now everything's kind of evening out, and he still don't want his little old city tore up?
Well, how long have they been out there?
I'm sorry?
How long have they been out there in his city? Like a year,
probably
almost?
Probably as long as he's been breathing, but anyway, as far as how long has it been since they've shown their ugly face? I don't know. It's been at least a few months. You know, now they did take back that section of city that they took over. But I understand that Antifa is visiting Washington, D.C. right now and some other places and causing a lot of trouble.
And they're just out there doing the same old thing.
Right. The same old thing, and that is causing trouble. Look, this all boils down to one thing, and that is to stay a capitalistic country with freedom of enterprise and as little of regulation as we can get. When Trump came in, he deregulated everything he could deregulate, and he's constantly been deregulated. There was a bunch of regulations coming into the investment arena. We were about to really be shut down with the products, and we got wonderful products. A bunch of them were about to go bye-bye. He came in, deregulated it, and people made money in their portfolios, especially in these annuities, unbelievable amounts of money. And all of a sudden now, they want to go back to the Elizabeth Warren way of thinking, the Bernie Sanders way of thinking, where, you know, the government knows more about how to spend your money and save your money than you know.
Right.
What's wrong with that picture, Rusty?
Well, you know, I'd like to decide the best way to spend my money. I worked for it. You know, I don't think I need anybody to tell me how to spend it or take it from me and give it to somebody else to spend.
Absolutely. And so what they did, Rusty, is they went in there and they changed a lot of things, and they called it a SECURE Act. You know, the word secure is supposed to be very, you know, only used in very cautious type of manner.
Right.
So the things that they did did not really make us secure when it comes to the distant future. What they did is they robbed from Peter to pay Paul. Mm-hmm. They skipped out on the RMDs that year, the required minimum distributions. And they did some other little tweaking that might have helped. Like, you know, if you had COVID, you could take out up to $100,000 a year, mm-hmm. as long as you could get the companies to let you have it. We had some trouble with some of them. Some of them just flat wouldn't let it come out, not very easily, which that was breaking federal law, but what can I say? And then they turned around, and they changed something that was so magnificently beautiful for the majority of people, for their futures, and for their people, their descendants, their children, and took it away and destroyed it, and that was called the Stretch IRA. They destroyed that thing, and they made it where everything goes to the government at extremely high taxes within 10 years. Why would I say in extremely high taxes? Because anyone who uses it might wait, or they may take the money out over time, but look, it's going to be right in there where those liberals have jacked the taxes up. I can see it. I see it happening. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do it. How can you get around it? Well, there's several ways to get around it. And there's some things that we can show you if you come and talk to us about it. We got tax deferral. We got tax free. We got transference from going from IRAs to other things. But, you know, it has to be individualized. In other words, we have to have a plan, your plan, so that it would work. We have ways that would help pay the taxes as you transfer over, all kinds of things that you can do to help get this thing fixed for you in the long run. Because mm-hmm. why? Because they're going to give it to you in the long run. They're going to take it away from you in the long run. Their intention is to redistribute the wealth, guys. That's exactly what they're all about. They don't think that we, or us, should I say, have enough sense to know how to plan our own future. They want to take it away from us and give it to whoever didn't earn it. Mm. That's real simplistic, but that's exactly what's going on.
Exactly. And if you need to know more about how to save your assets or how to look after them, how to fix them where somebody can't get them, you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. You can call him anytime, day or night. He might not answer right then, but he will call you back. 279-7431. David's got a website. It's retirewithernest.com. He's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. Let's see, what else? We got the TV show that's on Saturdays and Sundays, 5:30. Saturday
5:30 a.m. Saturday on the CW and 5:30 a.m. on ABC on Sundays.
There you go. And of course we're on radio here every evening, weekday evening from 6 until 7, and we're on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday mornings 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're everywhere.
I want to explain something that's obviously some of the senators and congressmen seem to be a little confused about.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to all the news stuff today, and I'm not going to point any fingers at any individual.
Oh, go ahead.
But Mo Brooks is the guy that knows everything just right. And we've talked to Mo Brooks about this.
Yes,
and
we have.
One of the things that seems to be a lot of confusion is they said that since Congress has a lot of Democrats, we can't win. Bull. It don't work like that. The congressional body, the lower house, only has 50 votes, and it comes from each state. There are, I think, over 30, probably, I think they said 37, don't hold me to that, conservative states versus much less liberal states, or should I say Democratic states. So the house, if there's a vote, the House would definitely go toward Trump. No doubt about it. The problem is not the House, guys. The problem's the Senate, where we have the majority of Republicans. Do you hear something that you could hear that would sound like a rhino?
I don't know. What does a rhino sound like? Oh, you mean that other kind of...
just blows a lot of hot air, but never gets anywhere.
That kind of rhino.
And then if they go underwater, they just blow a lot of hot water.
I tell you what, I just don't understand how people can vote for these folks, and they go up there, and they just do the complete opposite of what you sent them there for, but then they keep sending them back.
So it's very confusing to me how, if we have as many... have more Republicans in there, or will, if they win in Georgia, how on earth, that we need at least 50 votes. So there's going to be, if they win Georgia, they have 52. But you've got a lot of rhinos that have said, no, we're not going to go with the Republicans. We're going to go with the Democrats.
We need to take them to the zoo. Hey, I think
one of them's in Alabama.
Yeah, I know. I think we got time for a call before we take a break.
Let's take a call.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss. It's Mr. Dialtone. All right.
Mr. Dialtone. Maybe it was one of those folks that was stepping on their toes. I'm sorry.
Might have been one of them rhinos calling in. But
maybe they...
Yeah. You know, I think
maybe they want to spout some of that water a little bit.
I think they're going to shake a lot of things loose tomorrow, and we're going to see some true colors. If I really truly believe any Republican that goes the way of Mitt Romney really needs to be taken out of the Senate, recalled and replaced with somebody that's going to carry on the Republican ideal, I guess is the word I'm looking for, because if you want to be a Democrat, run as a Democrat. I think what they do a lot of time is, we're gonna run. Well, how can we get elected? Yeah. Run as a Democrat. Okay, so
right,
Well,
I have to say this. I did listen to Senator Tuberville, and he sounds like he knows what to do, and. You know, I really respect him and for taking this huge step when he's getting all this flack from Mitch McConnell and probably Richard Shelby and all the rest of those rhinos up there that act Republicans, acting like they're Democrats. Or right. Democrats, what is it? Republicans are the name only. That's what they're called. So essentially, we would have never known. They didn't want to get flushed out. Do you realize when they go up there, they start making deals? I've seen these deals made. I've seen deals made even in Montgomery, Alabama, where they would vote for somebody for something if they would do something for them. These are the kind of deals that are made, and it's just full of these bad deals. And that's the reason why Trump couldn't get anything done, because he wasn't going with them with their deals. He was tearing up their deals, tearing up the way they normally do business, and they want him out of there because he won't play with them. He's trying to play fair, and they don't like fair. They want him out of there. They don't want fair. They don't want you to be able to control your money. They want all these regulations where they can come in and take over all your stuff you've got. Look, it's a bunch of deceiving going on, and we're going to see who they are very soon, tomorrow, when they start voting, and the ones that back off and say, hey, I don't want to vote, that are in the Senate, then we're going to know who they are.
Okay.
Already know who's verbalized this.
You want to try this phone one more time before we go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Catch them before they get away. You're on there with David Ernest. Identify yourself. Don't cuss.
This is Bobby D. How y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, Bobby D.
We're about to take a break. We'll give you a couple of minutes, though. What's going on?
Oh, I was just anticipating the Georgia vote, like everybody else. I sure hope they stay Southern. Atlanta at one time was known for Coca-Cola. And, they even debuted the Gone with the Wind there in Atlanta. It was a proud Southern city. But now it's just known for gangster rap and displaced or people that move there, urbanites.
Yeah.
The outside of Atlanta, or the major metro area of it, it's just like here in Alabama. Good country Southern folk believe in America. But are we going to be overtaken by big tech, education, or diseducation, I guess you'd call it.
Right.
And like the Usenhoff or whatever his name is, Orsendorf, and Warnock, he's just outright anti-America. The other guy, I mean, both of those have got all this money from outside of Georgia, not the real people from real Georgia.
Right.
They've got the big tech money, and they got the money from Hollywood, and they're just trying to flip a southern state blue. You know, they'll turn to Alabama next and try it, but I don't think they'll ever get nowhere here. The biggest thing they got going here is that AL.com, which is liberal as can be, and not even it's owned by some company in New York, and all they do is try to flip everything.
Mm-hmm.
And what do y'all think about it, David?
I think you're absolutely correct. They're trying to take over, and it's going to be difficult to take over everything in our state, but there's a lot of deceiving going on behind closed doors. That's what I was trying to say a little earlier. We need the folks that represent us standing up for us, not making deals behind our backs that we wouldn't like behind closed doors. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, there you go. Hey, Bobby D., thanks for the call, man. We got to run take this break real quick. Well, it won't be any quicker than normal, but we're going to, and I'm having the same trouble I had a while ago. My stuff won't play. I am aggravated because my stuff won't play. You know what I mean? David, you're supposed to say, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
I know what you mean.
I know, Burn.
It's aggravating. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Let's try
this. Don't get your fingers caught in the windowsill there, Rusty.
I know.
Burn.
Something's not right here.
I couldn't get this computer to work, this new thing, so I had to use my cell phone, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. Well, it's beginning to play, but it's not making any noise. So, wait a minute. I think I see the problem.
All right.
Yeah, hang on. It's going to be okay now in a minute now. Here we go. There we go. Man, trying to do stuff right, it turns around and bites you in the tuchus. All right, David, you stand by. We'll be back with you in just a moment. We are taking calls when we do get them, 272-9228. And remember, you can call David at 279-7431. Set up your free consultation. And we'll be back with more health and wealth in just moments here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man, that's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Now, did you know that you can call David Ernest day or night at 279-7431.
I knew that.
Well, did you know that David Ernest has a website, retirewithernest.com?
I knew that, too.
Well, how about David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest?
I'm way ahead of you.
Well, you just seem to be full of information. Is there anything you don't know?
Well, I've often wondered how you have been on the radio so long and have so little talent.
You can be replaced, you know.
That's mean.
Yeah, I'm a mean old no-talent man. Now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, David Ernest.
Here I am.
You know, I just don't get no respect. I'll tell you, that was...
Well, you know, it has to do with programming.
Yeah, I guess so.
And that has to do with pre-planning.
Yes.
You know, so you can pre-plan and things will work out better if you do. And, you know, one of the things that's really concerning me is these things that, you know, a lot of folks, well, first of all, no one for sure knows the future.
Right.
But we are smart enough to know mm-hmm. that the future continuously rebroadcasts itself over and over, over periods of time. And we also know that this phony drop back in March was not a real drop. It was a manufactured drop in the stock market because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We don't have very much. We have what they call pent up, meaning it's been held back demand, all this pent up demand. But when you look at things like, I forget the exact numbers I read today, but like, okay, let's take, for example, Tesla. That's a good company.
Yeah.
You know, I read this today. Tesla supposedly has, the value of the stock makes it worth about, what was it, $1.25 million per person, or was maybe it's $125 million, something like that. Do you really believe that a car like that's worth $1.25 million or $125 million? It was a lot more than what the things sell for, you know, like $63,000 to like $100,000 roughly. I mean, like, really? Do you really believe that stock is worth what it's worth? I mean, who knows? It just doesn't make sense. This pent-up demand might make sense, but a lot of this other stuff feels and smells and looks like a bubble, you know, to me. To me, now, I mean, I don't know. I'm like everyone else. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I can read. I can think about it and going, wait a minute now. Let's just do some addition or some subtraction and see what really those numbers add up to. And to me, they just don't anywhere near add up, you know? So there's just so many things that we got to think about when we're banking our entire life savings, or a lot of it, on something that could be a bubble. That's what I'm trying to broadcast, everyone. You know, I am totally not against the stock market. I think it could be a wonderful thing over long periods of time. It can be a wonderful thing if you know how to manipulate the dime, just like they're manipulating the dollar, just like they're manipulating cryptocurrency, just like they're manipulating everything, in my opinion. Everything's being manipulated. Why can't you manipulate a little bit and preserve your assets just like they're trying to steal yours?
There you go.
In my opinion, they're trying to manipulate us so they can steal it from us. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And I mean, I'm talking about the middle class on down, which is, you know, whether you're in the lower middle class, the middle class, or the upper middle, doesn't matter. The point is, you don't count. You're just like cattle being herded over a cliff. They want the goody out of you. All they want to do is, it's like they did the buffalo. They just want you hide, man. They don't care about the rest of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my perspective of it when I see all these things and all these manipulations that are going on, you know, and I think, you know, I don't want to be manipulated. I don't want to be used. I don't want to be abused. I want some goody myself when I retire and get old. Or if I need to make money, you know, or draw income, I want the guaranteed income. That's the stuff that we are experts in. We know how to achieve guaranteed income with insurance company products that have been around for hundreds of years.
insurance companies have been around almost 400 years. Did you know that, Rusty?
I did know that. You told me that.
Yes.
And I remember.
And so, and one of the companies that I use is a remnant of that company that started almost 400 years ago. And there's many others. There's lots of good companies. Now, are insurance companies perfect? No. Are banks perfect? No. Mm-hmm. Is the stock market perfect?
No.
Absolutely no. Is a human perfect? No. But you can achieve and strive to get as perfect, which won't be anywhere near as perfect as it should be. But if, when you want a perfect retirement, you perfectly don't want it to go away overnight.
Right.
You perfectly do not want it to not achieve income over the period of time that you're retired. You want stability. That's what we want in this country. We want a stable currency, and they're mucking with it. There, I got something on an email, text message today, and I don't have time to get into it. But essentially, there's a lot of folks out there seem to think that the world to be, the what's going on out there, is that there's a gradual progression to the one world cryptocurrency. Yeah, I did say cryptocurrency, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So do I believe that? Absolutely, I do believe that. I do believe there is a drift toward control of the entire world's currencies. Does that mean that I'm going to jump into cryptocurrency or something else that's crazy that I can't control? Right? Absolutely not. Why? Because we're on the tip of the iceberg. These things are a long way off. You know, you've got to use what you've got now. You've got dollars, and hopefully you've got cents enough to do what you got to do, and that is to preserve your retirement. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't invest in stuff that's risky if you want to,
mm-hmm.
or go down to the casino and roll dice. Just don't do almost all your money that way, all your currency. You know, put it where it's safe. Put it where if the market goes up, you could make some money. You know, a lot of folks are convinced that you should mix stocks with bonds and such like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been going on for years and years and years. There's new ways, and it has to deal with insurance companies. And now they're saying, hey, maybe we should make those a strategy that you put in the mix of your 401ks. They even passed a law on January the 1st. This is called the Secure Act, I've talked about a little earlier, that said, hey, maybe you need to look at securing your money. The problem with putting them in those 401ks, from my perspective, is that they're not worth, they don't make enough money. So everybody's rushing over to where it makes enough money. But the problem being is there are other things that I know about that make enough money, from my perspective, that people need to know about that they don't know about. That's why if you call us at 279-7431 or go to our website at retirewithernest.com, you can get this information for free, and you're not obligated. Now, think about this. Are you afraid of the information? Is anybody afraid of choices? You know, about hurt somebody's feelings. Well, I got a guy that I've been using for a long time. I hurt his feelings. Or my mama does all of it.
Uh-huh.
She controls everything. I might make her mad. Oh, there's a trust. There's a will. There's a this. There's a that. I've hurt everything. And then all of a sudden, poof, boom, bang, something bad happens. You know.
And they're burning up your phone.
Oh, yeah. When those things happen, my phone rings off the hook. Believe it or not, it's practically almost too late. You know, don't wait till it's too late. Look, guys, we are on the edge. We're on the verge of some huge things happening. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. But I just know this. They're huge. They want to change the way we do things. They want to rob us. They want to take our money. They want to tax us. They want to destroy our way of living. We have got to protect ourselves Otherwise, they're going to take it with taxes. They're going to take it with stock market reductions. They're going to take it with cryptocurrency blowups. They're going to take it with, you know, all kinds of political deals are going to be made. Look at Iran. Look at Iran. They're trying to steal everything that was frozen. You know, all that money was frozen up, all those billions of dollars. They're trying to steal it back. You know, they cheated us out of all kinds of stuff. Look at the Chinese. They're trying to steal all our jobs and take all of our money. Trump was trying to fix it. Now the liberals want to go back in and give it back to them. That's called Indian giving, by the way. And that's I'm not against Indian. I got Indian blood in myself. Here's the deal. It's not right to be inconsistent. You've got to have consistency. Without consistency, you have no stability. Without stability, if you're standing on a floor and it has no stability, you'll fall through. You don't want to be in a situation where your retirement plan has no stability. You've got to have something that's strong, like good lumber, you know, good infrastructure. You know, you see these bridges that crash. They just get wiped out after so long. Why? Because they didn't have the maintenance done on them.
Right.
They weren't being watched. You know, or they said, well, we didn't expect for a big storm to come. Well, look at the storm that could come that's brewing in the financial world. Just look at it.
Mm-hmm.
A bubble, in my opinion, and a lot of others, that's blowing up so big. Do you really think you could survive such an explosion if you're right in the middle of it? If you don't get away from it before it goes off, do you really think you can survive it the way you're situated? That's the question. You can have all kinds of strategies that try to lift you out of there. Will it work? I prefer the guaranteed way, where they absolutely will work with insurance company annuities on the bulk of my income. And then you can do whatever you want to with the rest. But when it comes to income,
mm-hmm.
I want mine. What about you?
Well, I think everybody does. And if you want to protect what you got so it doesn't go away, because what did you tell me that guy said? There could be like a 10% sell-off tomorrow.
And that's one of the predictions, and more to come afterwards. If the blue states, if Georgia goes blue, everybody knows that if Georgia goes blue, it's over.
Uh-huh.
Game over. We will be taxed. We will be raped, in my opinion, and it won't feel good. They will take everything that they can get their grimy hands on while they smile and steal it away right out from under our noses. That's why we can't afford to let this happen. Now, if Georgia stays red, we got half of a chance, but there's still a balloon blowing up. It's called a bubble, guys. It can't go on forever. You can't continuously starve the economy, or should I say rob the economy, with all this printed money, call it hot air if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, if you keep pumping hot air into a balloon, what does it do, Rusty?
It will burst. It will pop. It will blow up.
You've got to have something more than just printing money going on. It's called, you know, it's called wealth. You've got to build wealth. And with that, you have mm-hmm. to build something. You can't just borrow all the time. You've got to build something. Whatever happened to building things?
I know. I was watching something the other night. At one point in the United States, I believe this is right, there were over 60 companies that manufactured automobiles. Now, this was back in, you know, when the cars first came out. And now they're only like, I think they said six. That's the big six, that, you know, Chevy, Ford, and all that's around now. But at one point, everybody was making them because everybody wanted them. And then
that's right.
It just kind of, you know, some of them fell by the wayside. Others persevered, and they're the ones that are here now.
That's right.
But you don't want to fall by the wayside.
You know, You know, and when I was talking about blockchain earlier and all these other things, I don't sell blockchain. I don't talk about blockchain or cryptocurrency or anything like that. I got a text message from somebody. Uh-huh. Essentially, you know, I said that. I put a disclaimer in there. We were just talking in general about blockchain and cryptocurrencies. That's something that's heavily regulated by the Securities Exchange Commission, the Securities of Alabama.
Uh-huh.
We don't go there. All I was saying is, in my opinion, this thing is really unstable, and that's it. So essentially, you know, not much more than that. But when it comes to stability, I'm talking about stuff that is stable, and that is that, you know, there are insurance companies that have annuities that can be fixed or fixed indexed, all these different kind of things. You know, there's 401ks we can work with. There's 403bs. There's IRAs. There's you know, we have other things we can do. We got these life insurance. Did you realize that there's programs that you can literally borrow money to invest? They said, that's crazy. You're not supposed to do that. Well, there's premium finance life, and it's legitimate as can be. Look, these things are put together to make the taxes and the growth work the way they should. Insurance people know how to do these things if they're involved in them. We do not do cryptocurrencies, blockchains, or any of that stuff. We don't want to fool with it. You need to do that on your own. Don't ask us any questions, okay? And I don't mean that ugly, but the thing is, it's just not part of what we do.
Right.
Okay? What we do, and I don't talk about any individual stocks either, not as far as advice goes. We might mention a Tesla or some other company like that, but essentially that's just something that's in print. Nothing to do about advising, buying it, or getting rid of it, or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So here's the thing. We are talking about guaranteed income through insurance companies that are a good thing to use in this day and time if we do have a collapse, especially. Now, if there's no collapse, maybe you'll squeak by. Do you really think that they're not going to take a big piece of the pie and not let us squeak by? I mean, like, look at the past. Look at the historics of all this. History says that every so many years we have a disaster in the market, and it takes a while usually for it to come back. This is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anything new. I'm talking about something old, something that's going on since the beginning of the market. You know, from the beginning of the tulip, what do you call it, the thing where the tulips went up in the, back in the, what was it, the Danish tulip thing, or the Irish, or whatever it was.
Yeah, the Dutch. The Dutch had the tulips.
So anyway, you know, this has been going on for a long time. We have booms, we have busts, we have booms, we have busts, we have booms and busts. And in between there, we have corrections, they call them, you know. The corrections are expected, and they don't really bother us that much.
Right.
Okay. If you can pre-plan for those. It's those busts that really get you. And, you know, there's a lot of folks that are saying we're way overdue for a bust. You know, 2007, 2008 was a short-term bust, but it really wasn't a bust because it didn't last long enough. 1929 was a real bust.
Oh, yeah.
And so that took 25 years to come back. What I'm talking about is being careful with your investments. Look at your 401k. You know, let's say you've made some money this year and you want to write off a bunch of it. Call us up. We work with third-party administrators that know how to write off as much as, I think, up to $185,000 of your income. Just come straight off.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to connect you up with these people and kind of direct you into that place. You know, long-term care, people could lose in long-term care. You know, asset preservation is not just not losing in the stock market, guys. Asset preservation is a lot of things. It's preserving what you have. What could take away what you have? Judgments. Those could take away what you have. All kinds of things could take away what you have. These are the things that we try to work with within the realm of insurance companies that we can help. And then maybe we'll take you to an accountant or refer you to an attorney, or if you've not got one, we will work with yours if you have one. These are the things, in other words, have you ever seen a stool, Rusty?
Yes.
Without at least three legs?
No, I have not.
So let's say that one leg was your accountant, another leg was your attorney, and another leg was your financial advisor, and maybe you got another leg, maybe it's your pastor, whatever. Or maybe it's your counselor, whatever it is. Let's say you take away all but two legs, what happens?
You're going to fall down. You'll fall off
exactly.
Your stool.
You have got to use all the resources mm-hmm. to do it right when it comes right down to it.
And
based upon your circumstance.
And then you could take it to your doctor because he's always asking for a stool sample. Just come in with, here you go. You've been asking for this.
That's the one I do like to fall down on, Rusty.
There you go. Hey, it's about that time. If you want to take a couple of minutes and let's wind it up, I got something special for us going out tonight.
How much time is that going to take? So that way I know when to shut up.
If you talk for about another minute and a half, we'll be all right. We don't want to play the whole song.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to sound like a broke record. I know I've been saying it over and over and over. Look at the stock market. It's way up high. Look at the stock market. It's way up high. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. You know, and then pretty soon people say, well, you know, he's just like Chicken Little screaming that the sky is going to fall. Of course, we don't know when the sky is going to fall. We don't know when the stocks are going to fall. We just know that it looks really, really top heavy right now. We know that it doesn't make any sense right now, and it could go on for a while. But here's the problem. We don't know. And if you're anywhere near retirement, conserve your dough because you don't know. And put it in something, if the market does go up, at least we might get half of the return or maybe more, you know. Maybe we'll give you a gigantic bonus, or the insurance company will. And maybe they can give you tax deferral or tax free. Whatever the programs are, we work with all those. Maybe you need a 401k. Maybe you need a defined benefit so you could write off $185,000 worth of income up to that much. We don't know. But whatever it is that you need, we know how to find it.
There you go.
And we know how to do it.
And
what's the numbers, Rusty?
Well, if you want to call David Ernest, 279-7431. 279-7431. Don't forget about his website at retirewithernest.com. He's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And, of course, we're all over the place. We're all over radio and TV. We'll fill you in more later about that. But it's about that time to go. We'll be back tomorrow night. And when are you back in town?
I'll be back in town late Wednesday.
Okay. But you'll probably
it's
still
time for the radio show, but I'll still be zooming.
You'll be zooming. Well, we'll know who's.
I think so.
We'll know who's zooming who. But here we go. I got a little something I thought I'd play because you want to know, and of course it jumped to something else. Here we go. Let's see here. Marvin Gaye. He said it well. He said it best when he said, "What's going on?" And I tell you what's going on is the computer has just died on me here.
Uh-oh.
You know, even the best laid plans of mice and men. And I wish I had.
Well, don't feel like the Long Ranger. I couldn't even get this one to crank up with the Zoom thing.
Oh, here we go. There we go. All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you, folks at home, for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mother, there's too many of you to cry.